Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Stephen Dobbins, born Orange, New Jersey, 1941. He heard a jazz album, poems by Whitman and William Carlos Williams and Lawrence Ferlinghetti and Langston Hughes, read over jazz music, which decided him on becoming a poet himself. It's the birthday of the novelist Amy Tan, born Oakland, 1952. Her parents had come to this country from China in the 1940s, and she grew up trying to assimilate with other kids, wishing that she would look less Chinese. She was working as a freelance writer when she took her mother on a trip to China, and Amy Tan said, "It was a sense of completeness, like having a mother and a father. I had China and America, and everything was all coming together, finally." She came home, she quit her freelancing job, spent every day writing in her basement, thinking about that trip to China. In just 4 months, she had finished The Joy Luck Club, which came out in 1989, was a big bestseller. It's the birthday of the novelist Carson McCullers, born in Columbus, Georgia, 1917, who, when she was just 23 years old, published her book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, also known for The Member of the Wedding. Carson McCullers, who said, "I live with the people I create, and it has always made my essential loneliness less keen." It's the birthday of the novelist Jonathan Lethem, born in New York City, 1964, to a couple of parents who were bohemians and idealists who stayed in the neighborhood even as most white families were moving away, and there were only a handful of other white kids in Jonathan's school. He grew up, he dropped out of college, worked in bookstores, became a novelist, and decided to write a novel based on his own childhood, a story about a white kid named Dylan and a black kid named Mingus growing up together in Brooklyn in the 70s. And the two friends find a magic ring that gives them superhero powers. That novel was The Fortress of Solitude, a best-selling novel in 2003. Here's a poem for today, a poem about insomnia by John Updike, entitled Tossing and Turning. The spirit has infinite facets, but the body confiningly few sides. There is the left, the right, the back, the belly, and tempting in-betweens, northeasts and northwests, that tip the heart and soon pinch circulation in one or another arm. Yet we turn each time with fresh hope, believing that sleep will visit us here, descending like an angel down the angle our flesh's sextant sets, tilted toward that unreachable star hung in the night between our eyebrows, whence dreams and good luck flow. Uncross your ankles, unclench your philosophy. This bed was invented by others. No, we go to sleep less to rest than to participate in the twists of another world. This churning is our journey. It ends, can only end, around a corner we do not know we are turning." A poem by John Updike, Tossing and Turning, from his collected poems 1953 to 1993, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.